What up, my friends? What's up? It's Contemplation with Christoph, number 57 within the Christoph Lewis podcast, Create Your Career. Today is a special episode, and I'm going straight to the title. Today, I'm going to speak with you about It's All About You. So thank you so much for being here. Like I said, this is a Contemplation with Christoph. It is number 57 of the Contemplations, and everything in these episodes and the conversations, the ones with the guests, are geared towards finding you a career that you love, being happy in the moment, and showing you that your goals are indeed possible through hard work and while helping others. Throughout my own life and my own experiences, I figured out that it's not only about helping yourself become better and subscribing to a growth mindset, even though that's terribly, terribly important. What I want is to help and encourage people all around the world by giving them real life examples of other people, showing you that you can pursue a career that you love, give back to others along the way, and that more than often, we set our goals much too low, thus selling ourselves short. But thank you so much for the support. This episode, I named it All About You because indeed, it is all about you and this podcast. This episode, this contemplation literally is a massive thank you to you, the listener. I talked to you, a lot of you, on Instagram and direct message. I talk to a lot of you on messages in Facebook, in LinkedIn, all over the spectrum of the social medias. And I am just so thankful that I am in a position to where I can continue to create content because it continues to be consumed by you, the listener. It continues to be rated 5 stars on iTunes. It continues to climb. It continues to be shared all because of you. And I'm so thankful. So very thankful for you. Remember, you can find this episodes and all the other contemplations and the conversations on christophlewis.com/podcast. And you can find yours truly on Instagram at Christoph Lewis. That is the best way to get into my ears so we can chat. Now it's time for the book challenge. I'm reading one book a week for a year. One of the coolest things about reading a book a week a year is that it makes a few ripples out into the social medias, and I've actually connected with a couple other people that are doing a book a week things. And I think that's massively cool because we've actually shared how it's changed our lives. I've actually gone as far as dedicating an entire episode to my revelations creating a book challenge. It's called the Book Challenge Epiphany, and it is Contemplation with Christoph numero 41. Last week, I read The Millionaire Real Estate Agent by Gary Keller, and what I was telling you guys on Tuesday was that this is actually one of the best self-help books that I've read, and obviously it talks about real estate a lot, but it has so many good tidbits in there for self-help that I would recommend it to you even if you weren't interested in real estate. Like, skip over all the real estate junk and just read it for that, and I think you'd actually enjoy it. It's really cool. This week, I'm reading The House Hacking Strategy by Craig Curlup, who is from Bigger Pockets, which is my favorite real estate podcast. So thank you to all the friends that have suggested that podcast to me, and I hope that if you are into real estate as well, which clearly I am, that you check out the Bigger Pockets podcast and also these two books. So, this brings me back to you. This podcast is all about you and me saying thank you to you for being an incredible listener, incredible friend, and I don't take that lightly to say that because everybody that reaches out to me about the podcast is a friend of mine because I know how hard it can be to take the time to reach out to somebody and actually listen to an entire podcast. So thank you. The reason this podcast is dedicated to you, the listener, is because yesterday's conversation was conversation number 100 with Mr. Daniel Sharp from the Smoke Pit podcast. The podcast went a little bit off script for about the first third of it, and that was an intentional move because we were just having fun, kind of shooting shit, poking back and forth. And then for the latter two thirds of the episode, we had an in-depth conversation like you typically get from this podcast, and there was such goodness in there, some sweet, sweet nectar dripping in there from Dan Sharp. And he's got a crazy profile on Instagram, so it was kind of cool to peer behind the curtains of who is this guy? Like, he posts a lot of fun stuff out there, but he posts some also really interesting at heart content. And since that was sprinkled in there, I thought it would be great to have another podcast host on there. It would just be so cool for all those reasons. So I highly suggest you check it out. And as I said, I'm not even getting into it this podcast episode. It's kind of off script a little bit because I really just want it to be kind of me telling you how thankful I am. Like, I want to talk about the book challenge and everything else, like what this podcast is, like I always do. Usually at this point I say, let's get into it, after telling you what the podcast episode is, but obviously I've gone off script about that because I wanted to start this podcast with saying that. So I'm just going to continue getting into it right now. So I started this podcast 5 months before I left the Navy. I was active duty Navy for 9 years and started this podcast in March of 2018 and got out of the military in August of 2018. Now here we are in the latter portion of October already of 2019. This is episode 157 and coming out with guest number 100 in the conversation segment of the podcast is no small feat. Now another reason why this episode is all about you, the listener, is because quite frankly, I could not have made it to 100 guests without you, the listener, because you would not believe the amount of people that DM me that say, you should have this person on the podcast. I reach out to that person they recommend. That person that they recommend comes on the podcast and it's an incredible guest. So I literally could not have made it to 100 guests without you, the listener, because you guys and girls enjoy the podcast so much that you recommend, say, hey, have you ever talked about this person or do you know of this person? He would be great. She would be great for your podcast. And I get them on here and it's like way better than I ever could have imagined. And I literally could not have had that become possible without you. This is 100% all about you. As I said in a few of my posts today, or actually I'm recording this on Thursday like I always do, and this is coming out on Friday, but on Thursday, a couple of my Instagram posts were about thank you. Like, it could not have been without you, and I'm just so thankful for that. So my ears are always open for new guest suggestions. I love speaking with you, if you guys can tell. I reply to everybody's direct message, and sometimes it takes a couple days, because even this week is officially the first full week of my new job. And even though I'm at home a lot of the times doing the job, I'm not on my phone nearly as much, and I'm actually traveling out of the state a lot more. So it's actually the best case possible, but it just makes podcasting really difficult because I'm so committed to my job right now for obvious reasons, but I'm still going to pump these out. So this week it's been tough and I've had some guest cancellations, and it is what it is. But honestly, like I said just earlier, it wouldn't be possible without you. Thank you so much for your contribution. From day one, I've always said this is a two-way podcast, right? What does that mean? It means I don't just talk and you don't just listen. That's lame. That's one way. Nobody likes that. So that's why I'm so always eager to speak with you on social media and engage with you and take your suggestions and take your guest suggestions, and why this podcast has been able to work as long as it's been able to work, and why it's been able to grow as long as it's been able to grow. So it's time for recap. You guys rock. That is it. Thank you so much. I love you guys. Seriously and genuinely, thank you so much for 100 guests and 157 total episodes. I cannot wait to continue to create. I cannot wait to continue to motivate myself and to motivate you through the stories of others and through continually sharing my own story and learning about you and learning from everybody else that is involved with this podcast. Thank you so much. Remember, you can find me on Instagram at Christoph Lewis. And if you enjoyed the podcast episodes, head over to iTunes and rate 5 stars. And like I always say, I don't expect you to agree with everything that's said in these episodes, especially when I push controversial topics, which is not always, but at least, you know, I can be opinionated, which we all are, and that's great. What I would ask of you is, if you do disagree severely with something, don't go bash low stars, but actually reach out to me and let's have a conversation. Because if you listen to anything I'm on this podcast, you'd know that I'm very open to that. So reach out to me and let's figure it out, you know, and let's maybe create create a new podcast off of that, a new podcast topic off of that. So thank you for listening, but please don't only listen. Thank you so much for 100 guests and 157 total episodes. But please, I save this for the last, but it's probably, it is the most important part. Don't only listen to these podcasts. Don't only read the books that we talk about. Don't only do and don't just passively intake knowledge and learn. That is a massive first step, but it means nothing unless you apply it. My friends, again, for the last time, thank you so much for 100 guests and 157 episodes. I couldn't have done it without you. Thank you and have a great rest of your night. See ya.